Well, Neil, a big congratulations, my friend. Such contrast to Tuesday night's game. That was the performance you're after, I feel.
Football's funny, isn't it? You know, we didn't play well Tuesday night, let's not kid ourselves, but, you know, we're not going to play well every game. And we've seen times last season that we might not play well, but this squad bounces back. And, you know, we've come here today, we've had a game plan. You've probably seen how we tweaked it slightly. And the game plan worked a dream. And, you know, I couldn't pay the lads any more superlatives. He started after 30 seconds. I mean, I've been waiting for Charlie Ennis to put a tackle in for 12 months. I think he put four in the first 10 minutes. And it set the tempo. Everything we did, the way we passed the ball, our recovery, just everything. We said at half time, listen, let's believe, you know, we deserve our place in this division, we believe. You know, let's go and put a marker down. And, you know, we've done that today. We've done it.
Now, every manager I've spoken to after FC United's performances this season has said the same thing. FC United in the first 20 minutes are brilliant. Same on Tuesday night. And, you know, the goal we scored in the first, you know, the first goal with Linna, the build-up play. Yeah. Just to mention for Penfold as well on the right, who was involved in that. It was a great debut,
brilliant,
wasn't
mate.
It?
Great debut. Gives us something different. 6'2" right winger. You know, I class him as the old-fashioned right winger where, you know, you stretch play, but... You know, what about when he goes off and you can put Finn on, or you can put Morgan on? You know, we're exciting in that area of the field. But, you know, the goal that impressed me more was the second one. We've been working on the run across the front stick and taking a man with you, and you could hear me from here, you know.
we've been saying that all match.
You could hear me saying that we did loads of work on Thursday night. Yeah. And when you get that run across the front, man, you know, I know it comes off their head, but you can't mark it. It's impossible. And Aaron Morris makes an unselfish run across it, and there you go. You know, and I said to him, we did about half an hour on it Thursday.
Just to confirm, we've given the goal to Ennis because we thought it was it hit a blue head on the way. Is that how
give it Ennis? I think he deserves a goal. You know, I think his performance warrants a goal. And you know, Charlie Ennis is, you know, 30 now, but I've said to him at half time, when Charlie Ennis is in the mood that he was in today, there's nothing better. Everything went through him. I thought his work rate was great. And you can't leave him out, but unfortunately, you know, when you get to that age, sometimes you can't bounce back and play game to game. But today was his game, but it was everyone's game.
And we mentioned that, you know, how we play in the first 20 minutes. Are you more satisfied with the fact that we played well all the way through this game? Really, in phases where when we were going forward, we were good. When we had to defend, we were good. That's what you want,
all over. You know, I'm upset when we give away sloppy goals, and I was upset today. You know, we switched off and the left back, you know, we forced Marne across the play, and then we switch off for the left back Morgan and Aaron. But you know, it's how we bounce back from that, and you know, we will concede goals, and we just got to keep learning from it. But you can see the character in this squad. You know, they come half time, I could smell it in the dressing room. You just knew it, and you know, it's a magnificent win, magnificent.
A couple of things from me are the improvement of passing in possession. From the last couple of games, I watched one on the stream, and you were not happy on Tuesday. So the improvement on passing in possession was spot on today.
Yeah, Keg, they know what I'm like. You know, I'll come out and say it when I have to do. I'll defend them to the hilt when I have to do. And they know when, you know, after Runcorn last season, when I had to, you kind of tell them some home truths. And then I think we went 17 games unbeaten. We got club of the month in December. I had to do it Tuesday night. I can't, as manager of FC United, accept that performance. And that's why I said what I said on the radio, I said it in the interview. But I tell you now, when they play like that, or when they give their all, not even if they win, you know, if they give their all like they've done today, and they play for each other, there's not a better squad, not a better group of lads. And as a manager, as a coaching team, we're really proud of them, really proud of them.
You mentioned Ennis likes playing non-league football in Tameside, as we all know, but Potts and Donoghue on Tuesday night, you know, you mentioned them.
Yeah,
they've been brilliant today.
So we changed it. I don't know if you tactically saw it. We went to a defensive square today. So we usually have one just out in front of the back four. Today we had Donoghue and Potts, and then we released Charlie, which is a bit higher up the pitch. And we did it again. We worked on it in training, and it just nullifies the threat into the front men, especially when they've got the threat that what they've got. But the two of them picked up every second ball, passed the ball great, put balls into great areas. Even when they give the ball away, they were tenacious afterwards. And you know, they're brilliant. They're complementing each other, and when you've got the ability that we've got in front of that, you know, Morgan, Omsen, Smith, Finn, we've now got Morgan, Penfold, Charlie Ennis, Regan, Linney, Fowler, Dan Cockerline. It's exciting, but we've just got to get right behind that. And you know, we've done really well today, you know, really well.
I was going to ask, one of the things we've noticed in the first few league games especially is just, you know, Fowler or Cockerline is off, they're often isolated. That wasn't the case this afternoon.
And we were brave with how high we went with our wide men. You could probably see that in the first half.
You didn't go defensive after we scored the second goal.
And we don't just throw things together. We work on things. a lot, especially in training. And you know, we tweaked it at half time, and you know, we've got that sign in the dressing room, you know, the things that people don't see, and they're things, and sometimes it doesn't work and sometimes it does, but we were just brave. We were on the front foot, and I thought our pressing today was ridiculous. It wasn't just pressing with one. Michael Fowler was superb. It was what was in behind it. Regan Linney come off with nothing left in the tank. You know, his stats from his pod will be ridiculous today. But we just press out the park, and also we got our back four higher than what we have done. And then obviously Noel signs last night. He's been a great player, but he's not going to hurt us in the other way. So we were brave with that. If you would have told me we're in the next round of the FA Cup and we go 5 unbeaten at the start of the season, we're taking it all day long. So we're going to enjoy this tonight.
And you mentioned Linney there. He picked up a little knock, did he?
He's just one of them guys, and he's just one of them players. He looks like he picks up a knock, he bounces back.
Is he going to be all right?
He's all right. You know, he's just Regan Linney, and he's getting better every game. But what impresses me more about Regan Linney is the other side of his game. His work rate. He's getting back in now. He's not throwing his arms up in the air and not answering back to the referee. You know, he's just about it, and he's a big player for us. But I'm not going to pick anybody out individually today. I think as a squad, as a management team, you know, we've come to a really difficult place. Steve Cunningham, first game, and he's made some big signings, and we've come and shown them that we can hold our own.
Just for me, as a final thing for me was, and we've mentioned it before, is our ability or inability at times to close out games, and that for me finished it off to me. How we closed out the game.
The time stuff going on in this corner was another level.
And sometimes we are expansive. Listen, I am an attacking manager. I'm not, you know, it's kind of sometimes it's, you know, you score two, we'll score three. But there are other games that last season when you go to Warrington, you've got to get a 1-0, Nantwich a 1-0. We can do it. And like when we close out the game, we knew when we scored the second one and we pulled everyone in here and we just said, we talk about our distances now. Instead of being 15, 20 yards apart, it's now to 5, 10 yards apart, and we nullify space all over the park, and we just make the pitch as small as we can do. And they did it. They pressed the life out of everything, and they fully deserved the win. You know, it's not about me or anyone. They went to the field today, and they knew what they had to do. And you know, we're just hoping that we get a good draw now.
It's been a busy few weeks, to say the least. How much are you looking forward to not having a midweek game?
It's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be good. It'd be nice to get on the training pitch. It'd be just nice to have a bit of a loosener on Saturday. Enjoy today. You know, what's nice is that the lads can go and let their hair down a little bit. We had a game on Tuesday now. Gutted that the fans weren't here, but you know, we had a little sing song at the end for them. You know, there are 12 men every single week, and you know, we love them, and I've said this before, and it's not the same without them. And I hope everyone, Armchair Army, everyone's at home, and they've really enjoyed today. We're going to enjoy it, and like I said, we just hope we get a good draw in the next round.
Nice one, Neil. Big thank you for joining us.
Yeah, brilliant. Again, cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Neil. Well deserved.